Let's log on to Facebook, go right to Pack Elephant and follow along this conversation. Pack Elephant, for the person on the go, conveniently compact and easy to pack, known to value community, gentle, emotionally attuned, and thoughtful beings. Some of the tagline. Let's pick the brain of my next guest on how she got where she is and where she's going from here. Winsome Curtin on the line. Good morning to you, Winsome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I asked you to bring your show and tell in, and here you are, my friend.
Yes, here I am.
Yes. Formal introduction. Winsome Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N. I'll call you a local businesswoman, entrepreneur, and your latest is out, Pack Elephant. So a formal welcome, and how did this get started?
Sure. So this all started actually before college. I met my co-founder. We went to UPenn and loved traveling and felt that whenever we went to a new, unique place, it was very difficult to find authentic, handcrafted goods that were actually made in the area that you're visiting. So years later, we found ourselves moving from New York City to our respective cities in Grand Rapids and Austin, where there's this amazing local culture, and there is a community of makers that is extremely talented. So it just felt very natural to kind of launch our company.
Now, did you study business at UPenn?
No, actually, I was a visual studies major, but I did get my MBA at NYU.
So here you are. Welcome to West Michigan. You've been here over a year now?
Yep, just over a year. Yep.
And I dare say you hit the ground running with getting your business up and doing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we actually were very fortunate to win Start Gardens June 5x5, and that really launched us here in the market. And since then, we have accumulated over 25 makers within the Grand Rapids region, and some of these products I have here with me today. But yes, we're very excited about where we've come in Grand Rapids, and we actually also launched our concept in Austin as well. So my co-founder, who's based there, is doing exactly what I'm doing.
Yep. So you, and again, I think you mentioned this, Pack plus Elephant equals Pack Elephant.
Yes. So our name, Pack Elephant, is really an ode to the convenience of the packs that we use, the canvas tote bags that we put all of our gifts in. But elephants, actually, many people don't know, are they're known for their memory, their emotional attunement, but they are matriarchal beings. Their herds are led by matriarchs, and our business is a minority woman-owned one.
Yes. Thank you for that. Pack for the person. I see what this is. Pack for the person on the go, conveniently compact and easy to pack, plus elephant, known to value community, gentle, emotionally attuned, and thoughtful beings. Pack Elephant. Cool that you have taken this challenge. And, well, again, the 5x5 night certainly soared you over. So how does it work, Winsome? So I'm interested. Where am I going here?
All right. So if you went to www.packelephant.com, P-A-C-K, elephant, you would see an assortment of gift baskets that we've put together, all themed by interest. So what I have here actually is our pick-me-up, Ferris coffee, honey, chocolates by Perennial Chocolates. They're out in Grand Haven. And we also have a mug wrap by Little Wings Design, Gemini Handmade on Cherry Street, is a husband-wife operation that upcycles leather after they make some really fun larger goods. So the concept really is, if you're looking for a way to show, you know, client appreciation or show visitors a taste of Grand Rapids in a convenient way, Pack Elephant does all of that curation for you. Not only are we curating the goods, we're vetting all of our makers for the quality, the authenticity, the ingredients that they're using, the packaging that they're sourcing, because our whole concept is around local sustainability at the end of the day. And when I say, you know, we target businesses, our target customer really are realtors, event planners, hotels, anyone that, like I said, wants to show that client appreciation and create an experience reminiscent of home.
If I have a new friend that just, she and her family or he and his family just moved in, I can use your services.
Absolutely. You can absolutely use our service.
It's my gift to them. Wow. And what continues to be, I guess, a challenge?
So, I mean, I think the greatest challenge is getting our name out there. We are a startup. And we are online, so we don't have a brick and mortar. And it's really just about, you know, making sure people know that there is a resource online to conveniently curate items that are made at home.
I know I saw you at the Grow event, so you're obviously, you got the memo on the importance of networking in our community.
Yes, I sure did. And, you know, I'm not from West Michigan, but I have to say I have been extremely welcomed here by the business community. And yeah, it's just networking with my makers, networking with the organizations that we're you know, trying to partner with has been very successful. Yeah.
So different, you said kind of different themes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me another theme.
So I have a brew pack. We have a welcome pack, which is very popular with realtors that are looking for housewarming gifts for their clients.
Yes.
Yep.
Where does this go from here? I mean, is this?
This goes everywhere. Our vision is to make it easy and convenient for people everywhere to find and buy things made in their community, wherever their community is. So right now we're in Grand Rapids and Austin, but we do have very aggressive expansion plans to target every city in the United States.
Yes.
We want to be everywhere, and we want to make it easy to shop at home.
Yes. And were you kind of meant to be in this business? What'd you say? You have your MBA, so you know you're a business lady.
I am. My background is in advertising. Actually, I spent 7 years in New York City in the agency world. So my experience really with kind of representing different brands is natural to me.
Yes.
Something that I've noticed as I work with makers is they really are passionate about their craft. But many times they don't have the resource or the know-how to market themselves and to really expand their distribution network. And that's really what our goal is to help give them a better platform.
I mean, you are marketing here. What, you've got Ferris Coffee here,
mm-hmm.
right?
So here you see Ferris Coffee, the Sister Bees. It's a woman
owned
bee farm up in Ludington.
I think I had them in studio.
Oh, have you? Yeah, love them. Perennial Chocolate, new chocolatier that owns the end-to-end production from cacao beans, which they source from around the world. Little Wings Design from a friend of mine, Elise Belcher, and many, many more. So we represent products across kitchen, home, novelty, snack, beverage, bath and body.
Great. Well, this gives you an excuse to road trip to, you know, a warmer climate every now and then if you need that business meeting with your co-founder as well in Austin.
I'll be there for South by Southwest pretty soon.
Will you be actually, presenting?
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
We'll be presenting. We have some sponsorship opportunities down there as well with Capital Factory, which is a sister of Start Garden in Austin.
Awesome. Yep. Shark Tank's next.
One day.
Very winsome. Thank you. How do we follow your success here?
So you can find us on all social channels, Facebook, Instagram. We post pretty frequently. But if you want to buy and support your local makers, you can find them on packelephant.com.
Just as it is, packelephant.com. And I imagine if you want to be a maker, I'll get in touch with you as well to get your product out in front of some fine customers. All right, winsome. See you soon.
Thank you so much.